Happy Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. Donnie the Playmaker Solomon said, I just want to start off being the first to say Happy Thanksgiving on this Thanksgiving week as we get ready to close to spend holiday time with our loved ones and our families and get ready for a rivalry week in football and some big games of basketball. But I wanted to do a quick, you know, basketball show for you guys this week. I have been neglecting it, been focusing on football season. But now that I have time, I got a couple of heat checks segments I want to do for y'all, and I got a figure for y'all to do that involves college basketball. So tune in, watch the show. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you love it. Here we go.
Sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick it again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Shooting Lifestyle with your boy Diamond Playmaker Solomon's here. And we got a couple of heat checks to go with. And that's the first thing you see on the screen. We're going to the NBA for a heat check. We're talking about the Sacramento Kings, ladies and gentlemen. The Sacramento Kings are currently fifth in the West right now with a 9-6 record. The number one scoring team in the NBA at 121.4 points per game. They also 26 in opponents' points per game at 117.5. They are 27th in rebounding at 40.3, but they are fourth in assists at 28.3. So remember when we did our opening show a while back and I said that my dark horse team, my surprising team to make a run to get into either the play-in or the playoff was the Sacramento Kings out west. They started to pick it up. It did start off good, though. They did not start off good because at the beginning of the season, they lost their first four games, you know, to quality teams, you know, Portland, Clippers, Warriors, Memphis, okay. Then they got a surprise and went over to Miami Heat at home. Then they went to Charlotte and take care of business before losing to Miami at Miami and getting back on track to beating my Orlando Magic. So at the start of the season, they started off 3-5. They're looking good. It wasn't looking good for me. It was not looking good for me. And as we get around to my birthday, which was on November 8th, they played the very next day because nobody played on that. But after they played on November day before my birthday, goes, they took a loss. They are at 3-6 right now. And then from after November 8th, 6 straight in a row, ladies and gentlemen. 6 consecutive games in a row. What can you say? They beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. They went to the Los Angeles Lakers, beat the Lakers. They got back to the Golden State Warriors. They destroyed Brooklyn on national television. That game was on TNT. 153. That's the most points scored in this season. That is the most points scored in the game this season was the Sacramento Kings destroying the Brooklyn Nets on national television. Okay? But on TNT. They followed that up by dropping 130 on the San Antonio Spurs and then dropped 137 on Detroit, winning 6 in a row. The lowest point they scored in this 6-game winning streak was 120. Look at that. 127, 120, 122, 153, 130, and 137. And 137. It's just, this team here is ridiculous, okay? This team is absolutely ridiculous of how they play ball. It doesn't make any sense. This team can put the ball in the bucket with the best of them. I am amazed at how they do it. You know, looking at the stats, we're trying to look at the stats here, see what they're shooting like as a team. It looks like they're shooting around 48%.
They shooting 50.2% from the field, 38% from three.
They are making shots. When you shooting, but when you going to half on field goals made, that is ridiculous.
As a team. Like literally as a team, they shooting the ball very well. And they shooting almost 4 out of 10. They hitting almost 4 out of 10 threes a game. It is amazing to see this team play now. And look, we got to get this team on TV more. Because the only time y'all put them on national television was against the Brooklyn Nets and Kevin Durant. They dropped 153.
They put on the three barrage. They put on a three barrage like none other.
Matter of fact, let me go back to that game. That game was back on the 15th when they just decimated them. I mean, let's look at this. Terrence Davis had 31 points, 12 of 16 shooting. And he came off the bench and did that with 9 rebounds. He hit 7 out of 10 threes, okay? Kevin Herter, 19 points, 7 from 10 from the field, 5 of 7 from three-point range. Domantas Sabonis, 17 points, 7 boards, 7 assists, 6 from 6 from the field. Did not take a 3. Harrison Barnes, 16 points, 5 from 8 from the field. 2 for 4 from three. De'Aaron Fox had his worst game of the season with 14 points, 5 of 12 on the field, 1 for 5 shooting. He had 9 assists, but it didn't even matter. That's how lethal these dudes were with shooting the ball. Keegan Murray, the rookie from Iowa, 4 points, 0 for 2 from three, 2 for 6 on the field. Didn't even matter. Malik Monk came off the bench along with Terrence Davis, added 15 points, 6 for 9 from the field, hit 1 of 2 from three. I mean, this team was on a mission against the Brooklyn Nets, and it showed. And you see, as you see here at the bottom of the screen tonight, they do see Memphis at Memphis tonight. I'm gonna come back to that game because I want to go into what the stars of the Kings look like. De'Aaron Fox averaging 25.4 points per game with 4.8 rebounds, 6.4 assists. De'Aaron Fox is shooting 55.8% from the field and 38.2% from three. That is their star player of the team. That is their point guard. That is their leader. Okay? And then you go to the big man, Domantas Sabonis. 17.5 points per game with 10.9 rebounds a game and 6 assists per game. Okay? He's giving you a double-double with getting close to averaging a triple-double. And he's shooting 59% from the field and 31.3% from three-point range, but he takes 1 3 a game. Only one. He takes 1 3 a game. He does his damage on the inside, which is what we want from big men. Do your damage on the inside. This is what Sabonis is doing for the Cleveland Cavaliers, for the Sacramento Kings. You got De'Aaron Fox. You got Malik Monk. You got Kevin Herter. Okay. You have 3-point shooters around you. So Sabonis, you just man the middle, and we good. And that's what he's doing. That's what I love. Okay. He's manning the middle, and I love it so much that he's manning the middle, and it doesn't take away from this team. Mike Brown's doing a hell of a job right now. And speaking of Kevin Herter, that big free agent signing or trade that they did this offseason, Kevin Herter from the Atlanta Hawks, he's giving the Kings 16.6 points per game, shooting 50% from the field and 49.5 from three. That's why they went and got him from Atlanta. To bring in that three-point shooter. A sniper at that. And that's exactly where Herter is. A sniper from long distance. And he's doing his thing, man. I gotta admit, he is doing his thing right now. And you have to love to see it. You have to. You just gotta love to see it right now. They're on a 6-game winning streak right now, as you previously saw. But the road of getting 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever the streak you want to call it. Boston had a long streak of 9 where they got snapped yesterday. Getting to 7 is going to be tough because tonight they're at Memphis. They're at Memphis tonight. And we don't know if if John Morant, Desmond Bane, and JJ and Jackson's going to play. No, John Morant is out for tonight's game against the Kings, but they will be getting Desmond Bane back and Jaren Jackson Jr. back. coming off their blowout loss to the New Orleans Pelicans the other night. But as you can see, these are the next 12 games for them. Memphis, that's at Memphis. They are at Atlanta on the 23rd, at Boston on the 25th. That's three tough road games and three hostile environments. FedEx Forum tonight, State Farm Arena in the ATL, and TD Garden in Boston. Then you come home, and then when you come home on the 28th, you'll be seeing the Phoenix Suns. And then after the Phoenix Suns, the Indiana Pacers. Then you go to the Clippers to begin December. Then you got the Bulls coming home. You're at Milwaukee, at Cleveland, at New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden, at Philly, and at Toronto. This list that you're seeing here, these 12 games that you're seeing right here, only one team is below 500. That's the Chicago Bulls at 7-10. Everybody else is at least 500 and above. At least 500 and above, and I can give it to you right now. First one is tonight. It's against Memphis. Memphis is 10-7. Your next game is against the Atlanta Hawks. Atlanta is 10-7. Then you go to Boston, 13-4. Matter of fact, Boston is 6-1 at home. They don't lose home games. Where's Atlanta? Atlanta, 6-3 at home. Memphis, 6-1 at home. Then that was your three road games. You come home to Phoenix. Phoenix is 10-6. Then you got Indiana coming in. Indiana is 10-6. Then you go to the Clippers. Clippers are 11-7. Then you're home to Chicago. Chicago is 7-10. At Milwaukee, 12-4. They are 9-1 at home. Cleveland, 11-6, 7-1 at home. At Madison Square Garden against the Knicks, 9-9. At Philly, 8-8. At Toronto. Toronto record is 9-8. And they are 6-1 at home. Your road games are against teams who don't lose at home. Who don't lose at home, which is, that's why I say it's good that y'all on this win streak. Y'all got six, but I don't know if y'all can sustain it in this next 12 games, especially tonight. Memphis, they 6-1 at home. Atlanta 6-3 at home. Boston is 6-1 at home. Milwaukee 9-1 at home. Cleveland is 7-1 at home. I mean, this is not an easy schedule right here for the Kings, but if they can come out of this schedule at least 500, 6-6, they own the something. Because I'll put them at 15-12. And it will be an impressive feat because, like I said, Chicago is the only team that's under 500. They 7-10. The 500 teams are the New York Knicks, the Philadelphia 76ers. And I think that's it. Everybody else is either, it's a game above 500. Yeah, the New York Knicks is 9-9. Philly is 8-8. Chicago is 7-10. Them the only three teams that's 500 or below. Everybody else is over 500, but the lowest one being the Toronto Raptors at 9-8. Everybody else, 10-7 Memphis, 10-7 Atlanta, 11-7 Clippers, 10-6 Indiana, 10-6 Phoenix, 11-6 Cleveland, 12-4 Milwaukee, 13-4 Boston. This is a hard schedule, but I love what the Kings have done thus far in this six-game winning streak. Let's see if they can keep it up with a difficult schedule ahead of them. But outside of that, that is the heat check on the That is the heat check on the Sacramento Kings. Quick break. When we come back, we get into our heat check number two, college edition. The Playmakers Blog is proudly to announce that it is sponsored by Fanatics.
Fanatics, where you can get all your official license, sports gear, memorabilia, whether it's for the National Football League, the National Basketball Association, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, or even International Soccer League, or even college sports. So rep your team. Rep the hardware. Get comfortable. Because Fanatics is the way to go. Where sports fans shop and official license everything.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting the Lights Out, the Thanksgiving special. Heat check number two takes us to college, and as you see it on your screen, we are talking the Virginia Cavaliers men's basketball team. And before I get started, thoughts and prayers are with the Virginia Cavaliers family, that whole entire campus, as three football players were shot and killed this past weekend on Sunday. It's been rough on them, the football team especially, but also everybody including the basketball team has been rough on them. And that effect has been rough on them. They have done very well, I must admit. This is why I'm doing a heat check on the Virginia Cavaliers, because of what difficulties they had to go through for the past week and what they have accomplished so far. It can't be ignored, okay? It just can't be ignored. So the Virginia Cavaliers are currently 4-0 in the basketball right now. And with them being 4-0 right now, they have done some things that I like. As you see right here, they screen right here, they have beaten some mediocre teams in the first two games of the year. But they was in the main event tournament, ladies and gentlemen. And being in that main event tournament, they have shocked the world. They have shocked some teams. Their first matchup was against number 5, Baylor. And they took down Baylor 86-79. That game was back on Friday, November 18th. Amari Franklin led the way with 26 points for the Cavaliers. 7 from 12 on the field, 3 from 6 from 3-point range. They got 17 for Sherrick. Carden Sherrick, 17 points from the field, 6 for 6 shooting. Vander Plas off the bench with 14 points. Ben Vader Plas, 14 points off the bench, 4 from 5 from the field, 2 from 3 from 3-point range. They shot 55.6% from the field. They shot a whopping 64.3% from 3-point range. And you can just see that they was on something. That was a night to remember for them. Because when you look at Virginia teams, you don't see them shooting this well. Not like this. Not Virginia teams. They're mostly about defense and whatnot. And they took down a top 5 team in Baylor. Out in Vegas, Nevada. That was Friday. And then on Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, they played 19th ranked Illinois from the Big Ten. They beat them 70-61. In doing so, you can call it a balanced attack. Because Rice Brinkman, 17 points to lead the way. But you got 12 from Clark and Gardner as well. Shooting, they shot worse this time. They shot 41.7% from the field and 29.4% from three. But Illinois wasn't that better, shooting 40.7% from the field and 34.6% from three. Which gets to the Virginia Cavaliers to a 4-0 ranking. And doing so, this past AP poll rankings that came out, the Cavaliers jumped from 16-5. They basically took Baylor's spot, jumping 11 spots to number 5. Now, they were supposed to play a game
today at home, but it was canceled for obvious reason, as they're still trying to recover from what took place on the Virginia campus, and rightfully so. But these guys are been balling their butts off so far. It's good to see them play the way they've been playing. They are scoring 79.5% per game, shooting 49% from the field, 46.9% from three. They are averaging 7 steals a game, along with 17 assists a game with 34 rebounds a game. They are playing team basketball. That's what you expect from a team like Virginia. This is why Virginia has always been one of those teams from the ACC you always have to look at and know what you're getting into, especially on the Tony Bennett, who's been there for who knows how long. How long Tony Bennett has been the head coach of the Virginia Cavaliers? He's been there for a long time. He has done very well with the Virginia Cavaliers. He's been the Cavaliers coach since 2019. They have won 5 ACC regular titles, 2 ACC tournaments, been to the Final Four in 2019 when they actually won it in 2019.
Been a remarkable year when the following year in 2018, that was the first number one seed to get upset by a 16 seed.
And they came at Avengers in 2019 to win the whole thing with a grand defensive performance that you have ever seen in the championship game. This year,
they have better shooting now. They are doing their thing, and I like what I'm seeing from the Virginia Cavaliers. Now, like I said, they canceled their game that was supposed to have been today. But here's what they have next. They open an ACC matchup with Florida State, who has been a disappointment this season at 1-4. Then you have a 4-1 James Madison team, and that is not an easy game. I don't want y'all to see the word James Madison, look at 4-1 and try to figure out, oh, they ain't playing nobody. James Madison has been playing some ball, man. I'm not going to say it ain't sugarcoated for you. James Madison been balling, okay? That's a game that you want to keep your eye on, but James Madison ain't slipping around, okay? They lost by 16 to North Carolina, okay? But other than that, they've been whooping everybody else behind. And I did jump the gun a bit because I forgot. They have a date with Maryland Eastern on the 25th. Then they ACC Big Ten Challenge, they get to go to Ann Arbor, Michigan to take on the 4-1 Michigan Wolverines. I forgot that game. I do apologize. That's a game to watch. I heard Dixon is back for his senior year. That team likes to score points. 4-1, they only loss has come to the Arizona State Sun Devils in a blowout, by the way. But nevertheless, they rode the ship. They did beat Pitt. So they already faced the ACC team and got one on them. Next up, it is the Virginia Cavaliers on the 29th, after they play Jackson State on the 23rd, which is tomorrow. That's the game to be looking for when it comes to Michigan and Virginia. Most likely you're looking at 5-0 versus 5-1 going into that game. And once that game is over with, then you'll get to the Florida State game, the James Madison game. And then we talking number 2 versus number 5. Houston, Virginia, December 17th. Circle that game, because if you love defense, this is going to be a defensive battle. Virginia is scoring 79.5 points per game. Houston is scoring 79.2 points per game. But here's the interesting stat. Virginia is giving up 60.8 points per game, but Houston's only giving up 48 points per game. Houston shoots the ball at 48.2%. Virginia shoots it at 49%. Rebound edge goes to Houston at 39.6, while Virginia gets 34. Virginia has won five. I mean, Virginia, of course, is 4-0. Houston is 5-0. Hopefully, let's see if they still be unbeaten when we get to this game. But, man, oh, man, December 17th is a game to watch, and it's in Virginia. Charlottesville, Virginia. John Paul Jones Arena. Hopefully, by then, we have a game. Everybody's rocking and rolling and having that place jumping, because that game is going to be something to watch. This is 2 versus 5, a top 5 showdown in Charlottesville. Oh, my goodness. And that's on a Saturday, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, for it to be at 2 p.m. So that's a game they're definitely looking forward to, because, oh, I will be watching that game for sure just to see what's going to happen with those guys in this game. Matter of fact, I need to make sure. Yeah, that game on a Saturday. That game is on a Saturday. And then the other games after that, you're looking at them on the road after they play
Houston at home. They got to go on the road and face the Miami Hurricanes, who are 4-1 on the season, playing some very good ball.
And you got an easy one against Auburn. You should better take care of business. Then you on the road to the ATL to take on Georgia Tech, which probably won't be an easy task either, because Georgia Tech plays good ball at home.
They do. They play very good ball at home. Georgia Tech does. But we shall see
if the Cavaliers continue this road that they are on.
It's been an impressive one to start off with.
You have some big games coming up with Michigan, Houston, Miami, and Georgia Tech. Let's see how you handle those and see where Tony Bennett and the Virginia Cavaliers are standing at when we get ready to go to the new year. But for right now, Virginia, y'all own it. I need to heat check y'all, because y'all own something, and I like seeing it. All right, another break, and we'll be back for our Fragrant Five.
The Playmakers Bar is proudly to announce that it landed a partnership deal with Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus. Stream live sports from any device that you have, whether it is your computer, laptop, or even your cellular device. Catch breaking news live when it happens, and enjoy a mountain of entertainment from movies to shows, to whatever you love doing. Paramount Plus. Plan starts at $4.99 a month, but right now, you can get a free trial. Just hit that link below with the Playmakers blog and start your free trial right now. Paramount Plus, mountains of entertainment.
Welcome back to Shooting Lights Out, the Thanksgiving week edition of this one. We got our heat check out the way, and now you're probably asking yourself, why do you see a Kentucky logo and a Louisville logo right by each other? Well, that's because my Fragrant Foul, because I still don't have my graphic yet, but we're working on it. But our Fragrant Foul takes us to the Bluegrass State
in men's basketball.
I'm putting the Fragrant Foul on Kentucky and Louisville. Kentucky is on the Fragrant Foul because how they perform in two games so far that's been nationally televised. Louisville's a whole different type of disappointment, okay? I'll get to them later. First off, let's start off with the Kentucky Wildcats. The Kentucky Wildcats, 3-2 in the season. They dropped from number 4 in the poll to number 15 in the poll. If you remember when we did our heat check on the Virginia that went up 11, Kentucky went down 11 from 14 to 15. I mean, from 4 to 15, okay? Now, how do they drop all the way down from being ranked 4 to down to 15? Well, this is what happened. So, these two games right here, the two losses on the Kentucky Wildcats schedule. Remember, they are 3-2. The first loss came to the State Farm Champions Classic back on November 15th. Win a double overtime victory by the Michigan State Spartans, 86-77. And that's Michigan State coming off losing to Gonzaga. How ironic, because that's the next game we're talking about.
for Kentucky. In a game where Kentucky was actually favorite to win this game, they was favored by a good old 7 points, and they didn't get it done. They shot 38.6% from the field. They shot 28% from three, while Michigan State shot 40.6% from the field and 36.8% from the field. So Michigan State shot the ball better from you from the field and from three-point range. Kentucky had 15 turnovers. Michigan State only had 18, so you won the turnover battle. But you lost the rebounding battle because Kentucky only rebounded 38 times. While Michigan State got the rebound 45 times. So you're already in trouble. Then Oscar Tshiebwe, who only played 34 minutes coming off the bench, gave you 22 points, 18 boards, but he fouled out. So your star, your leader, your captain, fouls out. And outside of the 22 points, let's see, Willie gave you 16 and 8 assists. Wallace gave you 14, 5 and 5. Toppin gave you 10. And that was it. Go to the Michigan State side. Hall gave Coach Izzo 20 and 5. Hollister gave Coach Izzo 23 and 8 to lead the Spartans. Sokono gave Izzo 16 and 8. Walker put up 14 and 6, 3 and 6 assists. So they started to score 14, 16, 23, and 20. Now, one starter from the Kentucky bench got the 16. You had Wallace at 14. That is the reason why you lost this game to the Michigan State Spartans. But it's Michigan State, though. The AP was just being disrespectful and whatnot. Man, you can say that, you know. I probably agree with you and whatnot, but still, you probably beat Michigan State. They weren't even running a piece from the cold, and they beat y'all. And then we get to this past Sunday. November 19th, ladies and gentlemen. No, November 20th, my bad. November 20th. Skip it there. Spokane, Washington, as the Kentucky Wildcats and John Calipari begin their 6-year gauntlet with the Gonzaga Bulldogs. It was 2-4, even though both teams was going to lose their rankings because Gonzaga got destroyed by Texas earlier. But they came to Spokane, Washington, and took on the Wildcats, and they dominated the Wildcats from start to finish. Okay. The score was 41-25 at halftime. Both teams scored 47, which means whatever the halftime lead was, that's how to find a game. 88-72. Gonzaga Bulldogs win by 16. And it wasn't close. Okay. Oscar Tshiebwe got the start this time. 20 points, 15 boards. Toppin, 16 points. Reeves, 10 off the bench. That was it. No, Wallace gave you 14, but that's about it. Willer, 7 points. Frederick, 3 points. Your bench only gave you 12 points. That includes the 10 from Reeves. If you go to the Gonzaga Bulldogs, Timmy, 22 and 7. Watson, 10 and 10. Strother, 20 and 14. Bolton, 24. Yet again. The starters for the other team outshining the starters from Kentucky. At least this time, Tshiebwe did get you 20 and Toppin gave you 17 while getting 14. But those were evaporated very quickly because Timmy got 22, Bolton had 24, and Stoddard got 20. And then, go to our game recap. Kentucky shot 39% from the field, 24% from three. Gonzaga shot 56.4% from the field, 36.8% from three. And Gonzaga out-rebounded Kentucky by 10, 39-29. When is the last time you ever heard of John Calipari, Kentucky Wildcat team, getting out-rebounded by 10 by double digits? When is the last time you ever heard of this? This is why Kentucky is on the favorite foul segment this go-around. Because this is not Kentucky basketball.
This is not Kentucky basketball. Gonzaga was favored to win by Vegas by 4. They times that by 4 and won by 16. Kentucky, you are on this segment because this is not Kentucky basketball, okay? Now, y'all have plenty of time to turn it around. I know what John Calipari is a great coach. He would turn it around. He was definitely turn it around because it is what he does. It is what he do, and it's Kentucky basketball. But for the main state of the Kentucky, of the Blue State team, the Kentucky Wildcats, you have to be on my favorite foul segment because you're not performing like it. Now, you do have a game with UNF coming up tomorrow and Bellamy on the 29th. Hopefully you win both of the games, but even though Bellamy did catch an upset or somebody in the top in a Power 5, but I'm not going to speak on who. But after that, you open up December against with a matchup with Michigan in the Basketball Hall of Fame London Showcase. That game is on the 4th. That game is on ABC. Then you get Yale. And then the CBS Sports Classic features two Blue Bloods in UCLA and Kentucky, December 17th. So you get Houston and Virginia at 2. And then when that game is done, CBS Sports Classic gives you UCLA and Kentucky. December 17th is looking pretty good right about now. Then after that, you got a date with FAMU. You open up SEC play with a trip to Columbia, Missouri to take on Missouri Tigers, who are 5-0, surprisingly. And then the Bluegrass rivalry, which I'm going to get back to because I got to talk about that other team before I even think about this game. And because that other team would be the Louisville Cardinals. Ladies and gentlemen, the Louisville Cardinals are currently 0-4. Well, technically 0-5 right now. Because I'm going to show you what happened about an hour ago before I even came on here to record this. This is why this... Remember I said I wasn't going to talk about a team, about Bellamy upsetting a team just yet? This is why, because opening night in Louisville, the Cardinals got upset by Bellamy 67-66. Then their next game, they got beat at the Horn by White State 73-72. And then they took a third consecutive loss to a mid-major team at Appalachian State when their game when the buzzer was weighed off 61-60 Mountaineers. Three mid-major teams, all at Louisville, all of them end up in L's for Louisville. Look at that 0-1, 0-2, and 0-3. And then you hit the Maury Invitational and you got selected by 9th ranked Arkansas 80-54. And then that's just the 0-4 part. I did say they 0-5, right? Because this is what happened an hour ago. Okay, this is what happened an hour ago. This is what happened at the Maury Invitational. 20 ranked Texas Tech Red Raiders, 70 Louisville, 30. 8. Texas Tech scored the same amount of points in the second half as the entire Louisville team in the entire game. Louisville only scored 13 points in the first half and 25 in the second half. It's a total of 38. Texas Tech scored 38 in the second half alone. What is this we're seeing here? I have never seen a Louisville team look this bad ever. When Rick Pitino was there, they had some bad games. They had some awful games. It was never like this, okay? This is like the leading scorer
for the Cardinals is a tie between Jalen Withers and L. Ellis, but they both scoring 7 points. 7 points each. That's still high for the Cardinals. It's 7 points by two players. Louisville shot 22.4% from the field in this game.
16.7 from three-point range.
They was 11 for 14 from the field. 3 for 18 from three. They had a combined 5 assists in the game. 5 assists in the old game. They had more assists than 3 points made. They had more personal fouls than field goals made. They had 23 personal fouls, and they was 11 for 49 from the field. They had more rebounds than field goals at 29 rebounds, but only scored 11 times. What makes it matter even worse, Texas Tech was 43.1% from the field, 26.9 from three. They only hit 5 threes. They was 5 for 19, but they was 22 for 51 from the field. They had 12 assists, 45 rebounds. The utter embarrassment of a Power 5 team is right in front of us with the Louisville Cardinals. Now, equally enough, there's a team out west I could add to this segment, but I'm not going to add to it right now. But if this team out west keeps going the way that they're going, oh, trust me, I would definitely be adding them to a favorite foul list, because currently that team that I'm looking at, I don't even think have a win right now, to be honest. I don't even think they won a game. It's interesting to know. No, they haven't won a game either. They are 0-5 right now. And they have some ridiculous losses on their schedule too. And I'm just rattling in my head, oh, what the hell is this? But nevertheless, if this keeps going, the weather has keep going, by the time the end of November gets here, which is like next week, they might be on this list of favorite five, because this is ugly. I mean, this is very ugly. I'm already talking about Louisville dropping to three mid-major teams. This team dropped 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah, they're going to be on the set. Oh, they'll make it. But this is about the group, the Bluegrass State, because Kentucky performances against Michigan State and Gonzaga was horrendous. Not good to compare to the Bluegrass rivalry of Louisville, who are 0-5 right now after this atrocity of a performance. Now, here's their next game. ACC Big Ten Challenge. They are at home again. Now 23rd ranked and 5-0 undefeated Maryland Terrapins are coming in. As you can see, ESPN has it at 76.6% favorite of the Terrapins to walk away with this game. I don't even want to know what Vegas thinks, but since I am doing this show, I will divulge to the people and just look at what the spread could be as of right now, because this is going to be ugly from Jesse. Okay, the spread is not a bet, but right now, because it's too many days out. But this Louisville team is scoring 63 points a game. They are giving up 70.3 points a game, shooting 42.8% from the field, only averaging 7.8 assists a game, grabbing 33.3 rebounds a game. Yo, next game is against Maryland. And Maryland ain't no slouch. They drop a whopping 80.2 points per game. They give up 57.8 points a game. They shoot it at 50.2% from the field. This might get ugly even more for Louisville.
Good gracious.
And this game will be on ESPN2 at 7 o'clock on the 29th, which is a Tuesday. Hopefully, I'll be having I'll be paying attention to the college playoff rankings, getting ready for championship week at this moment, at that moment in time. So hopefully, I would not be even looking at Maryland putting the beating on Louisville. But when can we get our first win, Louisville? So because after you play them, you begin the month of December with Miami, who is 4-0, who is 4-1. I don't see that happening. Hey, maybe you go to Tallahassee and you beat Florida State, because they don't look impressive either. December 10th at Florida State. Maybe that's when you get your first win. If not, then where's the Kentucky? 4-1, but your battles with mid-major so far ain't been going so well. You're already 0-3 against them. And they 4-1, so. All right. After this, FAMU 4-1. And you 1-4. FAMU, December 17th. Maybe you can get that one, okay? Nobody ever think about even watching FAMU play basketball, so you might get that one. And for some odd reason, you don't get that one, you got Lipscomb. You got Lipscomb. 3-2, you should be able to win that one. And if you don't win that one, all hell's going to break loose, because you got to go to NC State, and then it's the Bluegrass rivalry between you and Kentucky at Rupp Arena, December 31st. And which, if Kentucky ain't favored by 30, Vegas must know something that everybody else ain't knowing, looking at this. Because what this is doing right now is being very ugly to watch. If Kentucky ain't favored by 30, y'all make some progress. But if the way this keeps going, Kentucky might be favored by 50. If this keeps going the way it's going, Louisville, y'all better figure something out, because as of right now, y'all ain't doing it. Y'all look terrible. Extremely terrible. So that's it for today's episode of Shooting Lights Out. I appreciate you guys listening in. If you want, you can follow us on all streaming platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. You can also follow our brand page on YouTube and check out all the episodes that we do. You can go to our website, theplaymakersbar.com. You can see everything that we do on the website. Thank you for tuning in. Have a happy Thanksgiving. I look forward to do some more basketball talk with y'all later. I am the Playmaker Down in the Silence. This has been Shooting Lights Out.
But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your camp.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.